Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. If you're listening live on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches, I hope you've got your shopping done today. It is the day after Christmas. We hope you had a wonderful Christmas, happy Hanukkah. We hope everybody is enjoying their gifts and their family time. And if you're not, we hope you're enjoying them all. Wherever you are, it's great. If you're, of course, listening on 103.9 Long Island's Talk Radio, it's Wednesday night, so you're already deep in recovery. Same is true at Gainesville, 104.9. And, of course, if you're listening on 95.9 FM, it's Saturday morning, and it's long over. You're getting ready for New Year's. We have a really interesting show tonight. And yes, we are live. We are in the studio live. We're going to talk about compounding pharmacy. Compounding pharmacy is very, very misunderstood. I know I learned an awful lot in preparation for this show. Samantha Blakeney is here, and she's from New Drug Loft and VLS Pharmacy, and she is here from New York. We're going to talk to her in a minute. She's an expert on compounding, on compound pharmacy, and she's going to tell us things that you never knew you didn't know, but this really, really important stuff. So we hope you're all having a great holiday. If you're from out of town visiting, we're glad you're here. I don't really mean that, but we are glad that you're here. We hope that you're having fun. We hope that you're driving safe and maintaining a little bit of patience as people are figuring out where they're going and why they are here. I also want to take a minute to thank the women of Waterbury in Boca Raton, Florida. They invited me to speak there last week, and they were an energetic and friendly group. I appreciate being asked to speak. If your community ever has interest in my coming out to speak, let us know and we'll get on your calendar. I'm going to be speaking on July 24th at Discovery Village. We're going to be talking about Alzheimer's and dementia. We're going to be 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They're putting on a program both for family members of their community, but for outsiders as well. We're going to be talking about tips and tools for Alzheimer's and dementia, and we're also going to be talking about whether it's normal aging or dementia. So that's September 24th at Discovery Village, and I hope if you're in the area, you will come and see me. But now to my guest, Samantha Blakeney. She is Vice President of Marketing and Business Development for New Drug Loft and VLS, V like Victor, LS Pharmacy. That is a prestigious compounding pharmacy based in New York. They specialize in sterile and non-sterile compounded medications across wellness, dermatology, pain management, and more. Samantha has over 15 years of experience in pharmaceutical marketing and sales and specializes in dermatology, plastic surgery, and integrative medicine. And I just thought of something really funny there, but I won't say it. She has worked with pharmacy labs and manufacturers to develop sophisticated cosmeceuticals, which are currently being dispensed across medical practices, meta spas, and mass markets. She received her Bachelor of Science degree in Marketing and Public Relations from the University of Tennessee and her Master of Arts degree in English from New York University. She is a graduate of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, University of South Florida, and has completed the Professional Compounding Centers of America, that is the PCCA marketing program. Samantha has contributed to publications including AMSPA on a wide range of topics, including compounding for autism and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, which is, we're going to talk about HRT later in the show. So, Samantha, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. So glad to be here.
I'm sure you're enjoying our Chamber of Commerce weather, given that you came down from the cold and rainy Northeast.
Oh, absolutely. It's like a 60-degree difference, and I keep posting on Facebook how happy I am. Pictures of palm trees, kind of rubbing salt in all those wounds in New York.
That's great. So why don't we start at the beginning? What is compounding pharmacy? I don't think most people understand at all what compounding pharmacy
is. So a compounding pharmacy is actually a sophisticated laboratory. And it's a place where we make customized medication for patients. So it's a very scientific approach. And it actually is something that's been around for ages. It is the where pharmacy started. So commercially available drugs are things that you get now when you go to the doctor. He writes you a script or he sends it over to the pharmacy electronically. You show up, you pay your copay, you get your bottle, and you're out the door. What we do is a little bit differently. We're making medication from scratch. So if a patient has an allergy, for example, we can leave out the allergen. And there's our society is rampant with allergies now, so that's really a great way to accommodate patients. A lot of people are unable to take medicine. They're adverse to swallowing pills, or they have a medical condition that doesn't allow them to easily swallow pills, so we can convert their medication. And there's a lot of different things that we can do, and it really, what it is it helps the prescriber, the doctor, the nurse practitioner, step out of the box. So they're not confined by commercially available drugs. It opens up all these doors and all of these avenues for treatment plans for patients. And doctors love that. And patients love it because now we live in an era where everybody wants something instantly and they want it customized just for them.
It's really interesting. I know when we were preparing for this, you talked to me, and I actually did remember this. I remember going to the pharmacist when I was a kid, all right, and the pharmacist going to the back and making up the medication. And that is really the foundation by which compounding pharmacy is there. It's not just the pain medicine compounding that everybody was talking about a year and a half
Absolutely,
ago.
Right. The pain creams, they definitely gave our industry a little bit of a bad name, you know, rubbed people the wrong way, to say
so to speak.
Yeah, right. No pun intended. But yes, compounding is the root of pharmacy. So some of you listening now may remember yourselves or a grandparent telling a story about when they would go to the pharmacy. They would go with their diagnosis and a prescription in hand, and the pharmacist would actually make it for them right on the premises, often right in front of them. And that's where it all started. And not until the 1950s were commercial drugs available.
Right.
That was the advent of Big Pharma. And, you know, as time has gone on, I mean, most people in the general population have probably never used a compounded medication. But that's changing.
So that prompts a lot of questions for me. So, there are all these, kind of privately held pharmacies, usually next door and across the street from CVS and Walgreens. Mm-hmm. Are they compounding pharmacies or is it done in a lab? And how does compounding differ from CVS and Walgreens?
Right. Those are great questions. So, typically a compounding pharmacy is closed to, the public, meaning there, it's a separate laboratory space. A lot of times, like in our two pharmacies in New York, we do have a retail pharmacy in the front. And then what's great is we have a closed circuit TV so you can actually see into the lab and watch them make the medication. In Walgreens and CVS, they do a teeny tiny bit of compounding. So if you have a child and they need an antibiotic, 9 times out of 10, the pharmacist is compounding a quick oral suspension, which is like a cough syrup type of medication, and they're adding a liquid to a powder, and that's their version of compounding. What we do is very different because we're taking from scratch raw materials and actually making your medicine. And we make all different types of things. We can make liquids, capsules, topicals, suppositories, these little things called troches, which look like Tic Tacs that dissolve under your tongue. And we can even make your medicine into a gummy bear or a lollipop.
It's amazing. It really is astounding. And we're going to talk about some of the conditions that that people treat through the or could treat through mm-hmm. the use of compounding. Some of the ones I think of that are really important are like I cut a pill in half mm-hmm. because it's not available in a smaller dose. So I want to talk more about that. So maybe this is kind of a silly, very obvious question, but why do people use compounding pharmacy and why are some people afraid to use a compounding pharmacy?
Well, I think to answer the second question first, people are afraid of the unknown, what they don't understand or what's unfamiliar to them. And why do people use it? So sophisticated physicians who have taken the extra time to learn about this or who remember and understand the root of pharmacy are very comfortable with it. And it's used across many different medical specialties. So why it's used typically, there's a handful of reasons. A medication is on shortage. So let's say you're on a medication and you're taking it every month. You know, this is a maintenance drug for you. You rely on it. And all of a sudden, it's not available. We can make it for you. Mm. And the other thing is drugs are discontinued. So what happens is prices go through the roof. And oftentimes, compounded medication is less expensive than the commercially available drug.
I think it was today or yesterday, there was an article in the New York Times about a drug that went from $40 to $38,000 a vial.
Yes.
Is that the kind of thing that you're talking about?
Absolutely. I mean, it could even be on a lesser scale. You know, someone could be, we deal with a lot of dermatology. So we have patients who are coming in for their maintenance drugs, paying a $50 copay every month. Then they come in, you know, 28 days later, and their copay is $500. And that's a lot of money for the
sure.
average person.
Yeah,
that's
right.
a significant increase and totally unsupported. There's no reason. The patient gets upset at the pharmacist. The pharmacist has no control. And the pharmacist gets upset with the drug company. It's sort of this like vicious cycle. And it is. It's on the news. It's in the paper. It's online. It is a pervasive and real problem. Drug pricing is really unstable. And there's not a lot of reasons for that.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I guess there are the evildoers out there, the guy from Turing and whatever. So the benefits of compounding pharmacy cross a wide spectrum of benefits, not just cost,
right.
but efficacy. I mean, are they as effective, more effective, less effective? Do we know?
Yes. So, yes, they are as equally effective, sometimes more effective. So a medication that's really effective is the one that you take, right? So if you can't swallow pills and you're, you know, every day you're supposed to be taking a certain pill, like a thyroid medication, for example, if you don't take it, you're going to be suffering. So we can convert that medication for you and make it into something that you will take. All of the formulas that we use are backed by studies. So we're not going at this willy-nilly. This is a very scientific approach to compounding. And there we do have literature that supports what we're making, how we're making it, and we are held to certain standards. So we're located in New York. It's one of the most stringent state boards of pharmacy. We're held accountable by DEA. And by FDA. So we have a lot of people to answer to. So yes, the drugs are just as beneficial and efficacious, and they're very safe.
If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight talking about compounding pharmacy with Samantha Blakeney, who is here from New York. She's in the studio live. She represents New Drug Loft and VLS Pharmacy in New York. We're talking about compounding pharmacy. We're going to talk about the various formats. We've touched on them, but we're going to drill down on the various forms that drugs can take. We're going to revisit the New York versus Florida for those of you who are here in Florida, because I think that's really, really important. I had a conversation about compounding pharmacy with somebody who's involved in pharmacy today, and there are differences between New York and the rest of the world. We're also going to talk about things like kosher medication. Nobody ever thought of kosher medication, but we're going to talk about that. Of course, if you're listening on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches, you can call us with questions for Samantha or for myself. Get a pencil. I'll give you that in just a second. If you're listening on Long Island at 103.9 FM, Long Island's Talk Radio, of course, it's Wednesday night, and you can't ask Samantha a question here, but we're going to tell you how you can reach her on Long Island, which is where she is, and how you can take advantage of that. If you're in Gainesville, we're glad that you're here. We're relatively new in Gainesville. We hope that you're finding the show and finding it interesting. And of course, if you're on 95.9 FM, the Palm, we hope that you're getting ready for New Year's Eve, because it will be New Year's Eve tomorrow if you're, or maybe it'll be tonight. I don't remember. I'm a little confused.
Every day's
I think
a party.
It'll be tonight. Yeah. I said, well, you're up early, so you probably will be bed early and you'll miss it. Anyway, if you have questions about compounding pharmacy, or drugs in general, give us a call. 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960. 960-9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will pre-decease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Tino Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Tino, you guys are really going above and beyond when it comes to training your staff for Alzheimer's care.
So, Mike, a lot of people complain about their caregivers being on the phone all day. At Comfort Care, we are training our caregivers to keep your loved ones active, engaged, and stimulated.
And Tino, what are some of the things you're doing to make your caregivers better equipped to take care of people with Alzheimer's?
So twice a month, I'm bringing our caregivers in to our office for specialized training on behavior modification and cognitive stimulation activities designed to keep your loved ones active when the caregivers are there staying with them. We find caregivers respond favorably when they have the tools at their disposal to take care of your loved one. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of your life. So let our family take care of your family. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here tonight with Samantha Blakeney, who is an expert in compounding pharmacy. She is from New Drug Loft and VLS Pharmacy. Keep a pen handy. We're going to tell you how you can reach them and how you can reach Samantha specifically and the organization and also. She is here live in the studio on Monday night. If you're listening on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches. She is here from New York, and we're excited that she is. Compounding pharmacy is often misunderstood. There has been, you know, press around the pain ointments, but that's not really what they do. That's not what she does. And we're going to talk specifically about some of the things that I think you ought to know. I think, you know, Samantha, one of the things that we kind of just briefly touched on, the cost of drugs are escalating dramatically. Copays are going up. For those who are over the age of 65, if they get on a new medication that wasn't on the Part D plan appropriately, they're finding out that the drug that the doctor is prescribing is particularly expensive. Who knows? People are trying to find ways to save money, and some of the things they do is to cut pills in half, or if they're having a hard time swallowing them, they try to crush the medication. And those are both like not really good ideas, are they?
They are not good ideas. For a couple of reasons, commercial drugs there's a lot of different options. So some drugs are actually time released. So they have a special coating on them and it works with the hydrochloric acid in your stomach so that over time the drug is slowly released into your system. When you cut or smash a tablet or you open up a capsule, you are ruining that. And you're getting like a mega dose of the drug and then it tapers off. And that's really a problem, for drugs that are taken multiple times a day or that are a time-release drug, because dosing is really critical. You know, your doctor takes a lot into account when prescribing, and, you know, that all, it's sort of like above our heads. You know, we are at the doctor, we just want our prescription, we want to get out the door, and we want to save money too sometimes, or we can't swallow, or, you know, whatever the case may be. I mean, sometimes doctors are actually telling their patients to cut or crush their pills, which is a no-no. They are not pharmacists. And there is a difference. So, you know, we really try to educate our patients and our prescribers that cutting pills is a problem, and it can be prevented.
So one of the things in this conversation that comes to mind, who institutes or instigates the conversation about a compound pharmacy alternative to a drug that either is not working properly or effectively, or I can't afford? How does that who should start that conversation?
So a lot of times people come to us through our retail pharmacy and they have a problem and they need us to fix it. And that's what we do. We fix problems. So that's one way. Another way is we work with a lot of doctors across the country, and they've heard of us through word of mouth and so on, or from our website. And again, a problem. I don't know how to treat this patient. I just don't know what to do. These drugs have not worked. My patient won't take the medication. You know, whatever the problem is, they come to us and we offer them a solution. And it might not be right away. And then sometimes the patient is actually informed, or they've heard, hey, my friend is taking this amazing compound. How do I get this, doc? How do I do this? Can you like help me figure this out? Or call this pharmacy. They do it. Let's like make this happen. And so there's a couple of different ways that people come to us. And typically, again, it's a problem, you know, and we're there to collaborate with either the patient or the prescriber and try to come up with a solution.
So I do a presentation about preventing readmissions. And part of that presentation that I talk about talks about how many people actually complete their medication after prescription to completing it as prescribed. Mm. And it actually is less than 48% of people actually finish their medication, you know, get it filled, mm-hmm. begin to take it, and complete it as prescribed till the end. Does compounding tend to increase those statistics, or would you, maybe you don't know, would you think it would because it's easier to take the medication?
So in our pharmacies, we have an extremely high refill rate. And the reason why is because we have dedicated patient service representatives that follow up with the patient. So we will ship a medication to whomever the patient is, wherever they are, and we'll wait about 3 to 5 days, and then we'll follow up with a phone call. We'll make sure they got their package, they understand what they're doing, and see how they like it, how they feel, what they need, answer any questions they might have. And then we ask them if they would like us to call them back close to their refill date, or if they would like a text reminder, or we let them know that we have an app that they can use to get a refill at the touch of a button.
It's really fascinating.
Yeah, so we really try to add that personalized touch. And, you know, you had asked earlier about the difference between a compounding pharmacy and a Walgreens and a CVS. And we are a family-owned pharmacy, not to take away from our level of sophistication and our investment in our science and our facilities, but we really have a very hands-on approach. And a very compassionate staff that we care about our patients.
So if you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Samantha Blakeney, who is with New Drug Loft and VLS Pharmacy. New Drug Loft is a compounding pharmacy located in New York, but they ship everywhere. We're going to talk about that. And your doctor, your physicians can actually utilize their services or the services of compounding pharmacy in general. We're going to talk more about when you should use it, why you should use it. The disease methodologies are there. If you have questions for us, write the number down. We're going to give it to you in a second. Of course, if you're listening on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches, this is for you because we are live. It's Monday night at 5 o'clock. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are, in fact, here every Monday night. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. While this subject matter does appeal a lot to seniors, there are reasons, if you have children, that this is really important, and grandchildren as well, because not every child or grandchild has the ability to take all the medication that they can. They have difficulty swallowing, et cetera. We have so much more to talk about, and I encourage you to call if you have any questions at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business. We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Tino Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Tino, you guys are really going above and beyond when it comes to training your staff for Alzheimer's care.
So, Mike, a lot of people complain about their caregivers being on the phone all day. At Comfort Care, we are training our caregivers to keep your loved ones active, engaged, and stimulated.
And Tina, what are some of the things you're doing to make your caregivers better equipped to take care of people with Alzheimer's?
So twice a month, I'm bringing our caregivers in to our office for specialized training on behavior modification and cognitive stimulation activities designed to keep your loved ones active when the caregivers are there staying with them. We find caregivers respond favorably when they have the tools at their disposal to take care of your loved one. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of your life. So let our family take care of your family. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. And if your mom's getting older and having difficulty taking her medication, tonight's show is for you. We are here tonight talking to Samantha Blakeney from New Drug Loft and VLS Pharmacy, a compounding pharmacy. A lot of people have difficulty taking their medication for any number of reasons. The pills are too big. They want to crush them. We have learned earlier tonight that that's not a terribly good idea. There are options, and not everybody understands the options. And one of the options, or the most efficacious option, is compounding pharmacy, where they can make drugs in various forms. And we're going to talk about dosage forms in just a second. But Samantha, before I get to the dosage forms, because I think that's really interesting too, and I want to talk about kosher. I got a whole lot to talk about. One of the things I want to talk about is compounding pharmacy is not disease specific, right? It crosses the broad spectrum of different diseases.
Exactly, right. We don't work with just pain management doctors, like you alluded to before. We work with pediatricians, dermatologists. We work a lot with integrative medicine physicians who focus on wellness, hormone replacement therapy. We work with endocrinologists. We make a lot of compounded thyroid medication. We work with neurologists. They treat a lot of patients with Parkinson's disease, and patients with Parkinson's have a hard time swallowing. So we are able to compound their capsules and tablets into liquids for them, and that's really helpful. So yes, to answer your question, I mean, there is not a medical specialty really that couldn't benefit from compounding.
And let's talk about Parkinson's for a minute, because you alluded to they have difficulty swallowing. Many other diseases do. Later stage, Alzheimer's disease has the similar mm-hmm. problem. A lot of people utilize the services of a speech therapist sometimes to help precisely to get people to swallow. So you can convert the regular drugs that people are taking to various different formats.
Yes.
Right? So you can change, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you can change size, you can change consistency.
Absolutely.
Flavor.
Yes, we have, it's like Baskin-Robbins. We have 30 flavors. And we have kosher options as well, which is important to some people. And it's great that we're able to accommodate that need. So yeah, we can take your pill and turn it into an ice pop, a gummy bear, a suppository, a liquid, delicious-tasting banana cough syrupy type of medication. And, you know, it's really – there's a lot of flexibility there.
And do you have to get permission from the drug companies to do this? Because these are all patented drugs.
That's a great question. Actually, as long as a drug is off patent, or is on shortage, discontinued, or an alternate dosage is needed. So for example, we work with a lot of psychiatrists, and they are trying to get their patients off of Prozac, right? So the lowest dose of Prozac is 10 milligrams. But in order to get the patient off of it, they need to titrate the dose or decrease the dose slowly over time. So we can make an 8-milligram capsule that they take for a month, and then a 5-milligram capsule and a 3-milligram capsule. And that really helps the patient, and it makes the doctor look like a rock star because there's no drop-off, you know, where you feel an immediate result from going from 10 milligrams to zero or cutting your pill and not getting a consistent dose every day, and then you feel weird and out of it. So,
That's really that's fascinating. A lot of my listeners are concerned about costs.
Sure.
Does Medicare pay for services like this? Do the Part D drug plans? Is this all out of pocket? Does it vary and depend?
It varies. Medicare does not pay for compounded medication. We do have a list of credentials that do allow us to submit claims to many insurance companies and to obtain quick approvals. But Medicare, unfortunately, is not one of them. In many cases, your copay will remain the same. In other cases, you would rather pay out of pocket because it's less than what you would be paying out of pocket for your commercially available drug.
And there are some drugs that people don't want their pharmacist to know they're taking, right?
Well, this is true.
Right? I mean, so that they can go out of there. Now, if a drug's not available in the proper format, do all the insurance companies then pick up the costs?
Many do. Nothing is guaranteed. And honestly, the insurance space it's very up and down. It's kind of like a roller coaster, and they make up the rules. The rules change from day to day. We have a very high success rate in getting compounded medications covered. We have a team of people. That's all they do is deal with insurance and billing, and they handle the headache for the patient, which is nice.
So how do people reach New Drug Loft in VLS?
We have an amazing website, so they can visit us online at vlspharmacy.com. And there's a section on our site specific to patients. So you can learn all about compounding, what it can do for you, and then you can send us an email if you'd like. Or you can call us at our store in Brooklyn at 718-854-8310.
Give that number again.
718-854-8310.
And if I'm not mistaken, they can talk to a licensed pharmacist whenever they want.
They can, yes. We have a licensed pharmacist who answers the phone 7 days a week in our Brooklyn store and 6 days a week in our Manhattan location, and we're very available to patients. Once you become a patient of ours, we even give out our cell phone numbers too, so you can text us and stay in touch however you need.
We're going to talk about licensure, and we're going to talk about, for those that are in Florida, why they should even consider using a pharmacy in New York. And we're going to talk more about some of the other important information interesting about compounding pharmacy. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom, here tonight with Samantha Blakeney. We are talking about compounding pharmacy. Samantha works with New Drug Loft and VLS Pharmacy. She is live in the studio tonight. We're on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches, if it's Monday night, and we are here live. There is still time for you to ask Samantha a question. Of course, if you're listening on Long Island or in Gainesville, call us later if you have questions, and I'll make sure that you get them. Apparently, I was talking about a presentation I'm about to give. I kept saying September 24th. I was wrong. And I said July 24th. I was wrong. It is January 24th. I have been dutifully corrected. I will be at Discovery Village on January 24th, talking about dementia and Alzheimer's disease. We will be talking about tips and tools. We'll be talking about what the difference between normal aging and Alzheimer's disease looks like. And if you want to come and see me, Don't come in July or September. Come in January, because that's when I'll be there, January 4th at 2 o'clock. So I'm sorry if I gave everybody misinformation. January 24th at 2 o'clock. If you have questions for my guest tonight, however, Samantha Blakeney, talking about compounding pharmacy, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, and So Is My Mom, with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, and we're glad that you're with us tonight. And every week, we talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. Tonight we're talking about something fascinating, something that I've learned a lot about. I hope if you've just tuned in that you're sorry you missed this. We still have a lot to teach you, but if you've been with us for the entire show, I know that you have learned a lot too. We're talking about compounding pharmacy. We're talking about making drugs that you can take when taking the drugs that you've been prescribed may be more difficult and complicated for you, and as a result, you're not getting the full benefit of those drugs. Compounding pharmacy, as we've learned tonight, can take existing drugs and they can make them in a format and in a way that you are more likely to take and complete your prescription, and that is to your benefit and will help you in your healing process or maintenance process. So I'm here with Samantha Blakeney. She's from New Drug Loft and VLS Pharmacy. They are located in New York, but she is here in the studio live. And that prompts the question, Samantha. New York is one of the highest regulated or most highly regulated states in the nation. But why should people consider using somebody in New York if they're here in Florida or anywhere else around the country that somebody might be listening?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have taken extra steps in obtaining licensing and credentialing that puts us above and beyond most of our competitors. And because we do fall under New York State Board of Pharmacy requirements, which are very strict and stringent, we're doing things by the book. And that's really important. I mean, this is medication. It's not a joke. It's something very serious and scientific, and we have to answer to a lot of people. So that's the first reason. The second reason is we have amazing customer service. If we receive your prescription at 12 o'clock on a Monday, it could ship out to you that day. And unlike a lot of other pharmacies, we only ship FedEx and we ship overnight. So you could have your medication in hand the next day. So it's quick and it's easy. You don't have to leave your house to get it. It comes straight to you. And you don't have to worry about quality. We have, like I was saying before, we have to answer to a lot of people. Florida is an interesting state when it comes to pharmacy. It's sort of, in the compounding world, it's known as the Wild West. It's kind of like anything goes, to be honest. In fact, we have a competitor who had a compounding pharmacy in New York who got in a lot of trouble. And he moved to Florida and opened a facility. Yeah.
No.
Look at that. Because the laws and the regulations are different here.
And just to be clear, I know we talked about this earlier, but I want to revisit it. The private pharmacies that we see on a lot of corners next to the CVSs of the world and the Walgreens, they are not by definition compounding pharmacy. That is a laboratory skill set. Am I right?
Correct. So a Walgreens or CVS, they do minuscule amounts of compounding, and they're doing it right there on the same countertop where they count pills. Our facility is very sophisticated. You can actually take a tour of it on our website at vlspharmacy.com, and you will see that we have invested a tremendous amount of money in our instrumentation and in our facility. It looks very similar to what you would find in a large drug company. So it is very, very different. We have a lot of capabilities that a CVS or Walgreens does not have.
So I also want to come back to kosher medication, because
yeah.
I would never have thought there was any such thing as kosher medication. Since in this area here, 2/3 of the over 65 population are in fact Jewish. What makes medication kosher or not kosher? And then how do you fix that and make it kosher if it isn't?
Right. So the raw materials come to us from large facilities and they are not kosher. We've done a few different things. So the flavorings that we use are kosher. We do have capsules that are kosher. And that's the outer casing. The powder inside may not be kosher per se. And we've had rabbis come in and bless medication for right. patients. We are located very close to Borough Park in Brooklyn. It's a very religious Jewish community, and that's something that they really want. So we've taken care of that.
That's really, to me, that is fascinating. This may be a silly question, and I don't even know why it came to mind, but capsules, pills, injectables, liquids, do drugs work better if they are delivered in one format better than another?
That's a good question. It depends on the drug. And we actually make both types of drugs. So we make non-sterile medication. So that's anything that is not injected and it's not used in the eye. So that's your capsules, your tablets, and so on. Some medications need to go into the stomach to work. Other medications need to be injected either into the muscle, which is an IM, an intramuscular injection. Other medication works better when it's injected into a vein. So there's, it really is medication specific.
It is.
Yeah,
okay.
And our pharmacists can help you figure out the best route of administration.
And one of the things that you specialize in addition to dermatological, which you mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. is HRT, hormone replacement therapy.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that. Because that's a pretty controversial subject matter at some point.
Absolutely. It is controversial. And part of the reason why is because there was a study done in the 1990s on hormone replacement therapy drugs that were not bioidentical. So they were made by a large drug company and they were synthetic, right? So, and the results were staggering and tragic, right? So that gives this whole area of medicine, it puts a really poor taste in people's mouth and it scares them. They're afraid. And so what we do is different. We make bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. And what that means is that the drug is actually the exact chemical composition of what your body makes. So synthetic is pretty close. So if you think of your hormones as little locks, the bioidentical hormone is the key that fits precisely into that lock and can open it. A synthetic or a commercial available drug like Premarin, for example, that the key kind of fits in. You can like jiggle it around. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't work. But what we do, bioidentical, exact replication of the hormones in your body, and you're just replacing what you've lost over time with age, through illness, and yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing that you, I'll come to that in a second, but before I do, if you're just tuning in tonight, I'm here tonight with Samantha Blakeney. She is from New Drug Loft and VLS Pharmacy, a compounding pharmacy located in New York. But compounding pharmacy is universal and important. We've learned so much about different formats that you can take drugs in, how existing drugs can be reformulated so that you have the ability to take them if you are having difficulty taking them. You don't have to put them all in applesauce to get somebody to take them, which may or may not help the efficiency of the drug that you're taking. It's a really interesting topic. If you have just tuned in and you're sorry that you missed this, I have good news for you. We podcast the show, so you can go on podcast tomorrow and just search OMG, I'm getting up, we will pop. You can listen to this show or any of the others that we have done over the last 5 years. We also put it up on our website, www.palmbeach.comforcare.com. For those of you who don't have a radio except in your car, there is no more excuse. You can download an app on your smartphone. TuneIn Radio makes a free app for all of the platforms. You just have to download that app and select 900 AM The Talk at 5 o'clock on Mondays, 104.9 Long Island's Talk Radio at 9 o'clock on Wednesdays, 103.9, I got that backwards, 103.9 Long Island Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9, 104.9 in Gainesville, and then 95.9, 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. We also simulcast the show. Wherever you are, you can tune in, www.900thetalk.com. Nearby, around the state, around the nation, around the world, you can listen to us wherever you are by our simulcast on www.900thetalk.com. Next week, I have Barry Brett here. She is an author, and she is passionate about the subject matter of her book, Moments of Being, Finding That One Moment in Time That May Change Your Life, those pivotal moments that transform lives. I talked to her today and in anticipation for next Monday's show, and she's a terrific guest. She has some wonderful stories, and she really makes you think about those very moments in time that get you to think about your life differently and may have caused you to change direction. It's really, really interesting. So you're going to want to tune in next week. In 2 weeks, I'm going to have a guest host. Melissa Morante is going to be here, and she's going to be talking with Corey Borrego, a nurse, and her husband, who are co-chairs of the St. Mary's Medical Center and Tenet Hospital Group's White Dove Cocktail Party, which is a fundraising event to benefit Palm Beach Children's Hospital. Children's hospitals are really, really important. We don't want to use them. We don't want to ever go there. But if we do, we want to make sure it's good. And one of the things that this event does is raise money to make sure that the children, when in need, get taken care of. So it's going to be a very important show, and Melissa Morante is going to be our guest host. I am still here with Samantha Blakeney, and we've been talking about compounding pharmacy. One of the things that we talked about, Samantha, in anticipation of the show was the fact, and this is true, STDs are epidemic amongst the senior population. Many seniors are newly single. They have been with the same person for their whole life. Suddenly they're lonely. They start to date. They don't really realize what's going on. You make drugs for STDs. Those people are embarrassed about what's happened, but there are solutions. Maybe we can talk about sexual health, men's sexual health, STDs. We talked a little about HRT. Yes. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, there's, okay, and that this is an epidemic, right? So it's a stage of life that you go through, and this happens. And it's really nothing to be embarrassed about. Any conversation with a licensed pharmacist is confidential. And we try to make it really easy for people. So, I mean, we're from New York. We're pretty open-minded, you know? So, and honestly, it's really not that uncommon for us to fill a prescription for a hormone replacement drug like testosterone and to also send along a pretty strong antibiotic to deal with an STD. And even, I mean, some of our patients actually ask us to throw boxes of condoms into their package because that avoids them from going to the store. They don't have to wait online at Walmart to get their condoms. So, yes, this is something that we do for people. We make a lot of suppositories for patients. We do make their antibiotics to treat STDs with probiotic in the capsule, which is great because antibiotics can disrupt your gut flora, your gut health. There's a lot of talk about that right now. And we're able to offset that by putting the probiotic in with the antibiotic. So we try to make it really easy for people. Again, open-minded, confidential, discreet conversations with the pharmacist, or you can just email us. Our email is HIPAA compliant, totally safe and secure.
So why don't we tell people how they can email you about the website and about what number they can call you
at? Yes. So you can call us toll free at 844-857-5588. And there is a pharmacist on staff 7 days a week. You can visit our website at www.vlspharmacy.com. Or you could email me, Samantha@vlspharmacy.com. We'd love to hear from you.
And going back to the men's sexual health question, there are a lot of complaints about the costs of the ED medications.
Mm-hmm.
Compounded versions of that are cheaper, same?
They can be much cheaper,
really?
Yes. And the pricing is consistent. So month to month, you can expect to pay the same thing.
So what's the question that I didn't ask tonight that is the most important question or the most important consideration, do you think, for people considering compounding pharmacy or what their biggest fear?
I think the biggest thing is that is it legit? Like, is it real? I mean, when I'm at a cocktail party and someone asks me who I work for and I say I work for a compounding pharmacy, they have this vision of, like, people in a basement stuffing capsules or, like, mixing things up, you know? And that is not what it is. So the biggest – my goal is always to demystify the process. So to help people to understand that this is real, it's legitimate, it helps people. We do it in a very precise and scientific way. And it's just as good, if not better, than a commercially available drug.
So if you have questions about compounding pharmacy, you should ask your physician. You should reach out to you and have you reach the physician?
Absolutely. They can absolutely reach out to us. We contact doctors all of the time and explain to them different treatment options, just throwing it out there. They don't like to be told what to do, but we do give them options and just let them know what's available.
That's terrific. Well, I want to thank you. You've been a terrific guest. A lot of very important information and stuff that I didn't know anything about, but I'm much more educated tonight.
Oh, so
I want to thank you.
Me.
I want to thank you for being here. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. If you're a regular listener, you know that we're here each and every week talking about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We are every Monday night live at 900 a.m., the talk of the Palm Beaches. We are Wednesday nights in Gainesville on 104.9 at 8 o'clock, and we're at 103.9 Long Island's Talk Radio at 9 o'clock on Wednesday nights. And we rebroadcast here in Palm Beach at 95.9 FM on Saturday mornings. One more time, I gave the wrong date for my presentation at Discovery Village, which is a new independent and assisted living community here in Palm Beach Gardens. I will be talking about Alzheimer's on Tuesday, January 24th at 2 p.m., and I hope that you will come and see me. We're going to be talking about Alzheimer's and dementia, normal aging versus Alzheimer's, and tips and tools for working or dealing with or living with somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia. I want to thank my guest again tonight, Samantha Blakeney from New Drug Loft and VLS Pharmacy. We had a wonderful time. I hope that you will join us next week when author Barry Brett will be here talking about those special moments in time that may have changed your life. So to all, have a happy Merry Christmas, a happy Hanukkah, and we'll see you next week. Good night, all.